How should South Africa reinvent itself? South Africa is currently in a dilemma. Is it going to promote itself as a new world wine-producing country, or is it going to focus its marketing efforts on the unique selling point of the traditional South African grapes of Pinotage and Chenin Blanc? It's not an easy question to answer. One thing is clear, though. South African wine surely does need to reinvent itself. The traditional South African wine styles need to change to win over the export markets. They haven't gripped consumer consciousness in the way that Australian wine has, for example. In large part, people's perception of brand South Africa is probably to blame. The New World countries that have been most successful in the UK, most notably Australia and New Zealand, have had a positive image in the minds of customers. There's hope that this may yet happen for South Africa. But at the moment, it just isn't cool. And coolness is probably the most important thing in shifting large volumes of wine. I'd argue at the moment, going the traditional route, promoting the whole industry on the back of developing an international following for Pinotage and Chenin Blanc, is a bit of a dead end. Pinotage makes some interesting wines, but controversially perhaps, I don't think it's capable of making many great wines. Its uniqueness means that it will probably always be a niche variety. No doubt there's an important place in it in South Africa's wine industry, but it would be foolish to market the whole industry with it at the forefront. Similarly, Chenin Blanc is capable of making very good wines, but possibly not great ones. And South Africa is currently doing so much better with Chardonnay that it might be wise to focus on that latter variety. On the other hand, taking the full-on New World approach might also be a mistake. If South Africa begins to put all its eggs in the basket of the international varieties, making fruity, oaky wines with no sense of place, it might end up struggling in an already overcrowded marketplace. Instead, a third way, attempting to straddle both the old and the New Worlds, might be the way forward.